Item 12, miscellaneous. So let's go to A, staff report. So Gail, let me turn to you.
Yes,
Mr.
Tim.
Chair, I'm sorry. I was wondering, were we going to discuss the financial report, or is that just information available in the packet?
Which report are you referring to? Are you referring to the CAFR? Or?
The comprehensive report.
Right, the CAFR. That's how I refer to it. Well, I mean, that came up under our audit presentation. We can certainly separately agenda that. Gail, we can talk about that, but it's not on the agenda for discussion or action beyond our prior item, at least today.
Okay. Under 7, presentation of annual funding. Okay. All right.
A question, if I might. David, did you have a specific question that you wanted to try and address, or did it involve the entire presentation?
No, I just read through it, and I appreciate the report, and thought we would be discussing some highlights of that, but that's okay.
It's a great resource. When I applied to be a trustee, the first thing I did was read the prior few years' CAFRs. It was fascinating reading. Mike, you had your hand up.
Yeah, well, we're on that subject because I kind of went by it. It went pretty fast for me too. But I just had a question about why we changed the name from CAFR to ACFR.
That I don't know. I call it the CAFR.
And that's what it's always been up until this year. And now all of a sudden it's ACFR instead of CAFR. I just wondered if there was some particular reason.
Yeah, I actually have some explanations because my wife is a fiscal officer, and it looks like it's CAFR is some kind of derogatory word, something like this. So that's why it was changed. So, or maybe it's associated with some derogatory word. So that's why.
I know that. Wow. Sorry if I offended anybody. And seriously, I didn't realize that. So.
And if I could comment on that, Mr. Chair, the GFOA, the Government Finance Officers Association, distributed materials a while back to public agencies to no longer refer to it as that acronym because it was seen to be derogatory. And so I believe it was last fall, the GFOA adopted ACFR as the new acronym to refer to that report.
I'm reluctant to dig into that too deeply, but is there a reason it was considered to be derogatory to someone?
There is. I can provide that information to you separately.
Oh my God!
I'd also be interested as well because I've used that term. Anytime I refer to the report, I have shorthanded it that way. So I certainly want to correct that behavior, obviously, and I'd like to know the reason. So I appreciate that too.
Okay.
So on to your staff report.
I did want to report that, as I've mentioned before, Sisera has seen a record number of retirement applications this year. I did want to mention that that's also the case for a number of other county retirement systems in California. And with that, I wanted to turn it over to Tim Price. He has an update as well.
Mr. Price.
Thank you. Back. Quick update for the trustees. Allianz Global Investors, which manages a high yield account for Contra Costa, certain of their businesses are being acquired by Voya Investment Management. Allianz had some litigation regarding a systematic investment portfolio that had sharp losses in the March 2020 period, and some litigation around that led to significant losses. So Allianz is selling its U.S. certain of its U.S. investment management divisions to Voya. So we're in the process of conducting some due diligence on the transaction and, look forward to, hopefully getting that processed in an affirmative manner. The team is staying together, no changes to process, back office stays the same. So this looks relatively low impact, but we're still conducting some research.
Tim, is PIMCO one of those?
No, PIMCO is not one of those. So this is just the Allianz Global Investors, which was the Allianz U.S. operations exclusive of PIMCO.
Thank you.
Yep.
right. Anything further for Tim on that item? I assume you'll follow up at some point with a board memo just for informational or other purposes in the event we get closer to that transaction.
Yeah, we're right. Moving. They're moving fairly quickly, but we're still waiting on some documentation. Right. So at the appropriate time, we'll report out
right.
in the course of action there.
And Tim, none of those investments that Allianz is being sued for, we were involved with. Is that correct?
That's correct. These were systematic equity investments that we have never had exposure to.
Good answer. All right. Any other questions or comments for Tim?
Mr. Chair, I did want to mention one thing that Trustee McDonald brought up. There is the ACFR in the board packet for trustees to review. There's a considerable amount of time that goes into the production of this document, and I wanted to thank Henry Godino, our accounting manager, and the accounting team for all of their hard work that went into providing the content that goes into this report.
You know what? It occurred to me in light of the prior questions that in years past, and I can't remember, I'm dating myself now, but I can't remember when I'm relating back to, we used to take up the ACFR just as an a presentation informational item on its own. That's my recollection. I know that it was included in the audit report because it's so fundamentally important to it. But one thing I could suggest maybe going forward is that we provide it on the agenda as an information item. It's an incredible document. I mean, it's so thumbnail, sketch, slightly deeper dives on certain topics, but it's really informative. So might be useful just to put it as a presentation item on an agenda, you know, no vote required, just as an informational item, you know, when it's prepared. Just a thought.
Okay. We can look at that for next year.
Quick question. Did I read this correctly that we were fully funded at the end of 2021?
No.
I thought it said 102%. I must have misread that.
That's at market value for assets.
That's at market value, not taking into consideration assets moving.
Okay. Thank you,
Jim. Yeah. But right now, Siegel is working on the December 31st, 2021 actuarial evaluation. So when we should have that in the next month or so.
Yeah. All right. Any other questions or comments for Gail on her items? And I don't see any other staff members to report. Am I right on that? Okay. So, and I don't see any outside professionals under B. So let's move to trustee comments. Any trustee comments today? Other than that, it's hot. It's bloody hot.
It's hot.
Did I mention it's hot?
Yeah. By the way, did I say it was hot?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
I was elected the vice president of SACRS, and I just started that term, so I appreciate the support. And we had a program committee meeting and board of directors meeting yesterday. So we are gearing up for the fall conference and hope we get as much attendance as possible and to produce a conference that is rich in content and meaning, and hope to see you there.
Well, thank you very much and congratulations. Jerry.
Congratulations also. Do we have to call you anything different now? We can still use Hey You or something like that.
Hey You works well. I was just going to say that.
You know, it used to be, whether or not there's actually been a change in the way in which they arrange the meetings, but the SACRS meetings used to follow kind of a north-south rotation. And I noticed the last one was in the south and the next one is in Long Beach. Is that a change? Are they all going to be in the south now, or
it's finding an adequate venue, so there's some competition to schedule and so forth, and the pandemic has really disrupted that pattern.
Because I assume you might pick up some people when it's held in alternate ends of the state that wouldn't otherwise always go south.
That's always been the idea, right? Yeah. With the to alternate the locations, but this has been a little quonky.
Okay. Well, is that like a? I don't know about that word. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
What are you pitching for, Tiburon?
I just made that up. Quonky. Yeah. So.
Any other trustee comments or comments for Dr. McDonald or hey you? Anything there?
I just want to make sure he's still going to sit with us when he's not on the stage at the conference.
Rest assured, I will be sitting with you, Lou.
Definitely. Mixing with the commoners. Excellent. All right. Any further trustee comments? Seeing none, we will stand adjourned and stay cool, hydrate, and be safe and well. And we'll see you next time. See you all later. Thanks.